today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. We start by His name, the Creator Allah. Dear brothers and sisters, Salamun Alaikum. Welcome. This is another episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. And the topic of this episode is the effect of dua of peace of mind. Salamu Alaikum. Today, Wednesday, is the 5th of Rajab, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 27th of Day, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 17th of January, 2024 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Thank you very much for choosing this program to listen to. Now we learn from verse 77 of chapter Furqan.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Qul ma ya'ba'u bikum rabbi lawla du'a'ukum faqad kadhabtum fasawfa yakunu lizama.
Say, what would my Lord care for you if not for your supplication? For disbelievers have denied, so your denial is going to be adherent.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Though there are many probabilities about the meaning of the word dua or prayer mentioned here, all of them have approximately one root and source. Some say that it means to pray, some say that it means faith, some say that it means worshiping and monotheism, some say that it means thanking, some say it means to call Allah at the time of difficulties and disasters. However, the root of them is faith and paying attention to Allah. Therefore, the verse implies that what makes one valuable and respected before Allah is having faith in Allah and His servitude. We follow our topic from the last episodes, the effect of dua of peace of mind. One of the most significant benefits of Islamic dua for anxiety is the peace of mind it brings. When we trust in our Creator and ask for His help, we feel a sense of release from our worries and fears. Dua also encourages us to focus on the positive aspects of our lives and take a more grateful attitude towards the blessings we have been given. Additionally, dua or supplication can help strengthen your faith and deepen your spirituality. Incorporating dua into your daily life is a powerful way to manage anxiety and strengthen your connection with Allah. The more you practice dua, the more natural it will become and you'll start to see the results in your life.
بسم
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. Today we are going to talk about the role of dua in mental and physical health. A psychologist says, today one of the sciences, that is psychiatry, teaches the same things that the prophets taught, because psychiatrists have realized that prayer, worship, and having strong faith in religion alleviate worries, anxiety, excitement, and fear that cause most of our discomforts. Therefore, supplication, in addition to eliminating grief and sorrow, brings confidence and mental strength, as humans specifically, in times of distress, often turn to God with heartfelt presence and pure intention, pouring out their heartaches, revealing their secrets, and seeking solutions and escape only from Him with sighs and pleas for help. When supplicants raise their hands in prayer from the depths of their hearts, they feel a kind of freshness and joy within themselves that they are not willing to lose at any price. Dr. Alexis Carroll says, prayer is the strongest and highest problem solver. The effect of prayer is truly amazing. The power of prayer and supplication is a sign of the release of spiritual energy. Just as atomic energy is released using scientific techniques, spiritual energy can be released through the power of prayer and scientific methods. The effects of this energizing power on many people are evident. IRIB English Radio. Recitation as well as translation of Quran.
وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَهْتَدُونَ.
And we certainly gave Moses the scripture that perhaps they would be guided.
Short commentary of the Quran.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله.
Islamic issues.
Institution of the family in Islam is the most beloved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
The life of the infallible.
فجرا جئت بعد العسر يسرا ربنا أعلاك قدرا يا إمام.
All in all, in today's special IRIB English Radio.
This is today's special, an opportunity to ask for forgiveness. We all are sinners. We all fall into mistakes from time to time. Our beloved Prophet taught us, all the sons of Adam are sinners, but the best of sinners are those who repent often. Repenting for our sins is an opportunity for us to seek forgiveness from Allah for our shortcomings. Continue to make dua, but don't give up if what you ask for has yet to happen. Allah may respond to your dua before you know it, and other times He may delay the response or give you something better than what you ask for. Dua for peace of mind and happiness. Happiness is inherently linked to peace of mind. A heart at ease allows joy to flourish. A beautiful dua from the Quran for happiness and peace is, O my Lord, expand for me my chest, grant me self-confidence, contentment, and boldness, and ease my task for me, and remove the impediment from my speech, so they may understand what I say. The Quran, chapter 20, verses 25 to 28. This dua recited by Prophet Musa, peace be upon him, is a comprehensive plea for inner peace, ease in affairs, and clear communication, vital components for a happy life.
Your dua has a connection with Allah. Sins come and they sever that connection sometimes. They destroy that connection. You need to work on that connection again. This is another dimension of dua that many, many times we disregard. We keep doing certain sins. Why doesn't Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answer my prayers? How come He doesn't listen to me? Maybe that sin is blocking your dua. Change your lifestyle. Change the way you use your eyes, ears, hands, body. Maybe you're not using it in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is another dimension of dua that many times we miss to consider when we are supplicating to Allah. Now there's a very important question here. Someone will come and say, okay, say it. Now that Allah has a system and He's not going to change His system, and who here is infallible? We all have sins. Why bother with dua? Azzal wadla. Close down and go. Why do you even gather here? And why do you even bother to make a dua? Allah has a system. He's not going to change His system because of my little miserable dua. And we all have sins. Who's free from sins here? So at this rate, none of our du'as are going to be accepted. So why should I even bother and make the effort to make a dua when there's no guarantee for me that Allah will answer any of my prayers? This is a very important question that arises in this discussion. Let's now shed light on the benefits of dua to understand why we must supplicate to Allah. Number one, supplicating to Allah, praying to Allah improves your mental health. 2020, just 3 years ago, in May of 2020, Harvard released a study about students who supplicate regularly, they pray regularly, or they go to a house of worship once a week. They determined that those students who prayed regularly, their mental health was much better than those students who did not pray. And there is a term that they coined, which is called the death of despair, which is dying because of suicide, overdose. They said that these types of deaths, the deaths of despair, are significantly less with students who constantly pray, who regularly pray. Prayer protects your mental health. It reminds you you have a creator. Even if that particular dua, Allah didn't answer it, it's still helpful and beneficial for you to supplicate because it guarantees that your mental health will be better with dua. That's one very important benefit of dua. We cannot disregard that. And you've all experienced this in your life. Sometimes you're really down. You're really depressed. And then you just feel this positive energy in your heart. You know that you're talking to Allah. Allah gives you that strength. Where you as a believer say, oh Allah, even if my trial continues, the fact that I know you're with me, you're watching over me, that comforts me.
That was all for this episode of today's special. We were speaking about dua. Inshallah, we continue this interesting topic on the next episode. Till then, we leave you in Allah's blessings. Have a nice time.
Who you're praying for? They told me there is nothing who you're looking for. Stop doing what you're doing, cause there is no hope. Just come with me, I'll show you what's behind your door. And they showed me all kind of lies. My eyes were locked, yes I was mesmerized. But deep inside I know that there's a better world. Cause I'm a believer.